You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. This is part of my series about Andalusia, Alabama. I'm glad to be able to have Jeff Grimes with me right now. He is the founder of Dixie Dirt. And I found out about Dixie Dirt when I was over at the Bluebird Cafe. I saw his seasonings over on a shelf, and I asked about Jeff, and I was told about the Dixie Dirt. And here I am today now with Jeff Grimes to talk about his business with Dixie Dirt, how he got started, and then how you can actually get some of this product in your grocery store or in your cabinets. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jeff.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on today. Really do.
Absolutely. I shared a little bit about Tortillas Blanco and the fact that I had a tortilla factory. I know what it's like to get in there, to make that investment, to start working. Me and my wife got in that factory, and we worked very hard making flour and corn tortillas, and then ultimately making flour tortilla chips, and then putting cinnamon sugar on those chips. Just like you were sharing about the co-op that was carrying your product, I had a gentleman at West End Chevron, which was in Athens, and he said, hey, you ought to just bag these up and put them in my store. And I'd never really thought about taking them out of the restaurant and then putting them in stores. But that's how I started. Was one guy had a gas station, and he said, I want to carry your chips. And so I started with a a bag with a twist tie, and then ultimately bought a sealer and the right type of bag to be able to seal it, and then got a sticker to put on it. And then ultimately, I ended up having a full color bag, just like any of the other chip companies, with the nutrition label, UPC code, and it was fancy, but we were still scooping chips by the scoopful into the bag. I didn't have a machine to do it. So you know all about this type of business.
I got started, when I started making Dixie Dirt, people always ask me, well, how did you, you know, what made you do that? Well, my son was going to Auburn at the time that I created it. And, you know, when it comes football season, tailgating's a big thing. And we were not able, I was working a lot on Saturdays. I've been in furniture business most of my life, adult life, and I was working on Saturdays. But so I would send a Boston butt by somebody going up there, and he would meet them on game days, and they would go tailgate and eat it. And he kept saying, and you know, and I just decided, well, I was going to mix up something and just to make it different. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, I just experimented around just, you know, it was funny. People say, well, how did you come up with a recipe like this? And I said, it was real scientific. I had a mixing bowl that had different colored stripes on it, and I would line my ingredients up in order, and it had to go in a certain order to the certain line. As you know, and as the bowl got wider, then it just, you know, each. Mm-hmm. And after a few weeks and of tailgating, my son called me and he says, Daddy, people just want to know, what are you putting on it? What are you putting on these Boston butts? And I just told him, I said, son, I said, it's just the stuff I mixed up. And he says, well, they just want you, he said, a lot of my friends' dads up here want you just to send us some. Just send the dirt. Just send your seasoning. And I said, okay. So, you know, and I started doing that. And
were you calling it dirt back then?
No, I wasn't even calling it dirt then. And so what I did was, one day we were, my daughters were, I was doing a tailgating thing for the concession stand for the band at local high school one night. And I had was cooking hamburgers, and I was bringing out a tray of hamburger patties, and I had seasoned them with Dixie Dirt. And people said, I walked out the door, and somebody said, what did you do? Did you drop them in the dirt? And I said, no, it's just the seasoning I mixed up. And they said, no, you dropped them in the dirt. And I said, no, I did not. And so, you know, that was kind of the partial name for the
that stuck with you.
And it kind of stuck with me. So I started trying to think, well, you know, maybe people will buy this stuff. I'm going to see. And so I was going up the road one day, and somebody, and I was trying to think of a name for it, because there was, you know, all kind of different rubs out there with different names and stuff. And I was trying to come up with something, and I was literally looking at it in the bowl one day, and I said, you know, this really does look like the dirt in my backyard. I mean, it just looks just like it. And I was going down the road, and a local person on the radio made this comment about they were calling Andalusia the dimple of Dixie. And I said, dimple of Dixie. And I said, I think I'll just call my seasoning Dixie Dirt. And people have loved it. I mean, you know, they like the product, but they love the name also, because it was just a little bit more of a catchy name.
Yes.
And that's how we just kind of started doing it. And I was sort of like you. Until we got to the point where my wife finally said, no, I'm tired of the house smelling like Dixie Dirt, because it was going home every night, mixing it in the kitchen, like you said, scooping it,
your
putting
house
it in
became
the bottom.
The plant.
A friend of mine had the right kind of printers and stuff, and he'd helped me design a label and printed the label and stuff like that. And we were scooping it. We'd just scoop it, bottle it up, and put it on. Had two or three local stores around here that were buying it. And you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get that call from somebody, and they said, you know, because I contacted some other sort of home people, you know, making products like that at home. They said, do it as long as you can from you like that.
Yes.
And you can keep control of it. And, well, that lasted for a little while. And then, you know, you get that call. And not only to mention the fact that I couldn't keep up with the demand mixing it, but, you know, somebody makes that call from, you get a call from a health department inspector and said, and they said, you got to quit. And I said, well, I don't want to quit. Well, you got to quit, or, you know, you got to do what it takes. You got to do it the right way.
Yeah.
So I looked and looked and looked, and me being trying to keep it as close to home like your product, keeping it, I said, I'm just bound and determined to find somebody in Alabama that will mix this for me. And I found a company that would mix it and bottle it, and, you know, and it was... And, hey, it was a whole lot easier to call them and say, hey, yes, I need 100 cases, and they'd get it made and ship it to me. So, and
I'm glad you figured that out early on.
Yeah.
Because for me, I found out that there was a tortilla factory in Atlanta, Georgia, that could have made my tortillas and saved me all of the overhead of having the tortilla equipment. But this was all near the end. And they basically would take your recipe, could make the tortillas, cut them for you, ship them back over, and all you really needed was a fryer and a bagger.
Yeah.
And that would have saved me so much trouble. So I'm so glad that you figured out that you could actually be able to let somebody do this for you.
Right. And, you know, we went to, like, all these outdoor expos type shows, like Tennessee Valley Hunting and Fishing Show. We used to go up there all the time. We'd go to Buckmasters in Montgomery, the Wild Deer Expo thing in Birmingham, and we went to Houston to a food show one time with it, and we've been to South Carolina to some things up there, and we were just plugging away at it, you know, and we were at one of the shows, and we did have one person that came by, and she said, can I get this for our grocery store, for our store? And I said, yes, ma'am. I said, what's the name of your grocery store? And she said, Piggly Wiggly. And I said, excuse me? She said, yes. She said, I work for a Piggly Wiggly store as a buyer, and we have like 5 stores. And I thought, well, hey, man, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. So, you know, they started, you know, on a small scale. And, you know, and so it was getting out there, you know, a little bit at the time. And, you know, we were getting some orders, you know, via the internet, very few and all that. And then whenever COVID hit and everything was shutting down, including everything around here, you know, our hours were reduced here, you know, and I just said, well, I'm going to get out a little bit. I said, grocery stores are not closed, so I'm going to sell.
Right.
I'm going to try to get out and take advantage of this, and started trying to go around and selling it, and I, you know, opened some new accounts and all like that, and then we had, you know, a local celebrity used it on her cooking show. And she said, I'm going to use it. And I said, sure, okay, fine. You know, because she was just starting this thing and starting her little Facebook media program that she was doing. And I said, well, fine, that's good. Thank you. And we were at the beach, because it was on Memorial Day weekend, and we was down at the beach, and I noticed my phone just kept going dinging, you know, with the emails mm-hmm. and stuff, and I thought, what is going on? And I hadn't, you know, I just, because when I got down there, I always just put my phone up, I didn't really look at it, and we were traveling home, and my daughter-in-law called me, and she said, you better look at your phone. And I said, why? And she said, I hope you've got a lot of Dixie dirt, because there are people all on it, all over your Dixie dirt. And I said, really? And I got home, and I printed orders for like 2 hours that night. Never in my life had seen anything like it. Because, I mean, you know, it was a Facebook video that someone, and she was beginning her thing, and she, the her followers were picking up, and they were buying it. I mean, we had orders probably from every state in the union.
Mm.
It was amazing. So, and You know, we'd been contacted by a couple of brokers after that that said, hey, I got folks hollering, wanting your Dixie dirt. And then, you know, the natural thing of all this was, well, this is great. You know, I might can just go on and retire out of my regular job and do Dixie dirt full time. But, you know, as I said, as we've seen a lot with the COVID stuff, man, supply chain issues hit. My company that was bottling it for me all of a sudden calls me and says, hey, hate to tell you this, but we can't get bottles. I said, what do you mean you can't get bottles? We can't get bottles. Their bottle suppliers were supplying stuff for hand sanitizers and everything like this. And I said, but you don't understand. I've got orders waiting. And they said, well, I'm sorry. There ain't nothing we can do about it. So, but we just had to kind of switch gears and persevere and change some things, and we managed through it, and we're still here. By the grace of God, we plugging along at it and still doing it. So,
well, and Jeff, what I hear is the fun part, which is when you're designing a label, you're picking out your bottle, you're getting excited because somebody shares your product and it goes out to across the country and the world, right, potentially, and then also the reality that there are things that are beyond our control. And right, things will happen.
Yep.
And in spite of what our dream or vision might be, and say, man, if we could just keep going this direction, the ebb and flow of business,
right,
is a roller coaster ride. I've taken that ride, and sometimes the dips can be far deeper than the lift up, you know, and sometimes it goes straight up and comes straight back down in the same way that it gets,
right,
same path that it went up and goes straight down. That's tough.
Yeah, and then you know, just due to the popularity that it, when it took off like that, we had issues like computer website crashing because our website was not designed initial for all this kind of
demand,
traffic on, yep, it and stuff, and demand, and it crashed it. And you know, I had folks getting so mad at me, and I just, you know, and I was almost wondering, man, this, I don't know if this is worth this anymore. But we got through it, and we got all our orders, we got them caught up. You know, I was on the phone a lot of times calling and just apologizing. I'd call customers back, you know, and I'd be calling folks out in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'd say, hey, look, I'm sorry it's took me 3 weeks to get you your order, but you've got it. Thank you very much. And you know, a lot of times, and then the best part about it was a lot of those customers may have sent a very angry email, and I would call them, and they'd say, oh, hey, man, don't worry about it.
Right.
Don't worry about it. You know, because it was just my wife and me. And I mean, you know, we were trying to get stuff out. We were going home every night, packing orders, putting the postage labels on them, doing all these kind of things and trying to get them out. And I even hired a local shipping company and was paying way more in postage than what I was even charging the customers. I was just trying to get the product to them the best, right, way I could. So
I know I had an old FedEx truck that I bought, and we designed it with the Tortillas Blanco on the side, and I delivered those chips as ineffective cost-wise as it was to go to those stores and deliver them for so little. Sometimes I would take one box, 12 bags, right, of chips to a store that was an hour away, just, right, to have my product on their shelf, because it was important that I was building a foundation. That's the way I always, right, felt. So I felt like the sacrifice and the cost, not making any money delivering those chips, was going to be worth it.
Yeah.
And that's why you make those sacrifices.
And that's what, you know, we still enjoy it. I mean, you know, I still have my, you know, we've had folks say, why are you still doing that? And I said, well, I'm just trying to I don't want to say living the dream, so to speak, but I said, I think it's very viable. I said, I think we may be a very regional product by our name only, but I said, hey, as long as I can, I said, I'll keep doing it. And you know, we did the rub, and everybody kept telling me, well, you need a barbecue sauce. And I said, well, I don't, you know, and we came out with a barbecue sauce. And you know, no, it's not going to be that 99-cent bottle of barbecue sauce that you find in the grocery store, but hey, it's something you won't find most,
yes,
grocery stores. So
yes. That's something that all small businesses run into, is that cost comparison with other products that are honestly inferior.
Yeah.
When you're going into your own kitchen, and then finding a place, a facility to do that, and you're doing everything by hand, there is quality there that's not with a machine. And, you know, those times, and with my chips even, people would say, well, why is your bag of chips cost this much? When I couldn't do a 2 for $4 or a 2 for $3, right, that just wasn't going to happen. And you're paying more for a local product. Mm-hmm. And it is supporting small business, and I hope people will realize that. And folks, right now we're talking to Jeff Grimes. He is the founder and owner of Dixie Dirt in Andalusia, Alabama. This was a spontaneous, hey, Jeff, come on the show, and we're talking right now, and glad to be able to have Jeff on the program. And if you'll stick with us, in the next segment, we'll talk about how you can support Dixie Dirt. Those 2 years that we struggled through, we're starting to see the light of day, and you can support his business and help him continue to be successful with Dixie Dirt. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Right now I'm in Andalusia, Alabama, Covington County in South Alabama, with Jeff Grimes, the owner of Dixie Dirt. I found out about Jeff going to the Bluebird Cafe in downtown Andalusia, and I wanted to meet Jeff because we have some similarities here with a former business that I had, making tortillas in a tortilla factory. And it was important to me to try to help through my show to other small business owners, because I remember what it was like to contact the media and ask them, would you please recognize my product to help me get off the ground, to bring an awareness to the consumer. And that's what guys like Jeff need for their business. And I'm hoping today, as you're listening, you're thinking about how you can support Dixie Dirt and maybe some other small business in your community. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you again for having me. you know, as we was talking earlier about the post-COVID, you know, trying to come back from it and everything, and, you know, I want to say COVID was very good for Dixie Dirt because, like I say, with everybody staying home and people on the internet a lot and scanning and looking and finding us, and, you know, and they found us and they would order our product. And, you know, we had another one of those COVID issues was my website. We're still working through that, but our website is still up. It's DixieDirtRub.com. You can go online, and you know, we get complaints because sometimes it is hard to, as a true mom and pop operation, it's me and my wife. There's been a lot of times I get up in the mornings and I would respond to emails, print orders, then we'd come home at night after our regular jobs, and then we would pack orders and work. And that's how we got our orders out. And you know, our website is important to us, and we're still, you know, and I try to, you know, monitor it as best as I can and stuff like that. And we're going through a new design phase on that part right now. So hopefully our new website will be up within the next 90 days, and we can, you know, get this new guy on here on board with us, and that's really going to be a good help for us, I think. And
something I found, Jeff, through business ownership was doors that opened that I wouldn't have otherwise had open. And when I think about my own business and then not having it today in 2022, we closed back in 2010, I went back to being a police officer, but I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now if I hadn't have taken that step to start that business. As frustrating, as disappointing, and the sadness that came with it, there was happiness too, but I made connections and I was networking with people, and there were doors of opportunity that I could not have imagined that opened themselves to me because I had a dream and I had a vision and I had a passion to start a business. And although it's not successful now, today, it's still with me because of what I was able to do through that.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, you know, and through this, we have met and I have talked and communicated with just all kinds of, you know, different people. And, you know, it was it nothing like it. Some people would say, well, that's just the craziest something I've ever heard. I mean, it was like at 6:30 one morning, I had a gentleman call me, and he lives up in the Prattville area. And he said, Mr. Grimes, and I said, yes, sir. He said, and he introduced himself, and he says, you know what I'm doing right now? And I said, kind of looked at my wife, and I said, well, I really don't have a clue what you're doing right now. And he says, I've got eggs in my skillet, and I'm putting Dixie Dirt on my eggs. And he says, I want to tell you, you need to tell folks that when they cook their eggs, they need to be putting Dixie Dirt on it. And I said, okay, well, we'll start telling folks that then, but thank you for calling.
That's awesome. I mean, people give you ideas, and I had people shaking different things on the chips, and I was trying different. There was a guy in Texas that was called the Flavor Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so he creates different flavors for chip companies, and he sent me a flavor. We took a tour of Zapp's Chips outside of New Orleans.
Right.
And they gave me a bag of flavor. So we were always trying different things, and somebody would give me a product or try something, and we would try honey with the cinnamon sugar chips, or we would try a different salsa. I noticed you're with Alabama Goods, and we were too, out of Homewood.
Right.
We used to deliver our chips down there because they would fix these gift baskets, and it was Alabama products. And I loved being a part of that because I loved being an Alabama product, being known through Alabama's Best, to be recognized for something I was creating that people enjoyed. And it has to be that same feeling for you when you think about Dixie Dirt and somebody calling you about enjoying their eggs with your Dixie Dirt, and you go way back to when you were at your son was at the games back
right.
in Auburn, and you were just sending stuff over.
Yeah.
To think about that you're in homes all over the world now.
Right. And it's like you said, you know, I get emails now from people that say, please don't ever stop making Dixie Dirt. Please keep making it. This is the best stuff. And this is people from like South Dakota and stuff, places like that. And I had somebody even tell me the other day that they had family out in Colorado, And he said, I'm going for a visit. He says, I got to have at least 6 or 8 bottles because they tell me I can't come to Colorado unless I bring Dixie Dirt
That's
with me.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, you know, it's just kind of humbling sometimes, you know, because I'm thinking, you know, hey, look, all I was just trying to do was just to make some Boston butts for my son at Auburn for a tailgate.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to do. And, you know, when you mentioned Alabama Goods, they were one of my first, also one of my first wholesale customers and been with us through this, all of this. And they've been a very good customer. And, you know, I appreciate them. And because, I mean, they have sold a lot of Dixie Dirt through Alabama Goods. I mean,
and you may be in the Governor's Mansion store, too. I don't know. I was in Montgomery.
I check with them every now and then. They're at the Goat Hill Museum gift store, and they carry it in Montgomery. And, you know, about once or twice a year, especially when it's in session, they want to make sure that there's Dixie Dirt on the shelf.
Yes. So, I can imagine as a representative or a senator or someone who's representing this area to say, this is a product from my community.
Right.
And to hand that out. That's what I used to love to do, was to go to Montgomery at the Bama Bash and things like that, and then we would give out our product to all these representatives and senators, because I realized that they represent all these different areas across the state where I would like to be. And my product was from Athens, Alabama, and I was proud of that.
Yeah.
And for and Andalusia.
And everybody always wants to ask us, well, where is Andalusia? And I'd say, well, you know, we're just a small town in South Alabama is all we are. And I said, and I tell a lot of people a lot of times, even a lot of the local people, I said, we're probably even one of the best kept secrets in Andalusia, because it's amazing how the number of people in Andalusia have yet to even hear of Dixie Dirt. And I'm thinking, wow, where have you been?
Right. Well, just having an awareness. You know, if I'm at the Bluebird Cafe and I see a rack and then I notice a product on the shelf and then I get in touch with you, that's pretty remarkable, you know, for somebody from Athens to notice, and then, hey, let's talk, and now here we're talking. So people in Andalusia, get with it.
Yeah.
go find Dixie Dirt
and
support this local business. Well, Jeff, I really appreciate the fact that you've spent some time with us today to share about your business, and anything you want to share as far as website, how you want people to connect, happy to let you do that.
Well, like I say, you know, our website is www.dixiedirtrub.com. And, you know, it's running right now, and it's up for it. We're going to be redoing it here before long. And, you know, we may have a slight pause there where it's not online, but hopefully everything will be there. And, like I say, we right now, you know, like I say, I work all the time, and me and my wife, we ship orders at least 2 to 3 times a week. So hopefully most orders go out within 1 to 2 days. You know, so you're not waiting very long for it, other than if you're waiting on the postage for them to deliver it. But most orders go out pretty quick, and, you know, we do our best to get it out to everyone, because we want you to enjoy it. We don't want you to say, well, finally it's here. And you know, even through all this shipping process, I've taken what I consider the high road on it. I just charge. Some people say, well, you're crazy. You're charging way too much to ship. And I said, I charge a flat fee shipping. That's whether you buy one bottle or if you buy 20 bottles. It's the same. And I've even told him, I said, well, buy more. Just buy more.
Right
then.
There with you. That's exactly
and,
right.
You know, even when finding out a lot about how all this, some of this stuff works, and having e-commerce going and shipping and all that, you know, people will call me or they'll send me an email and they'll say, hey, cap busted on my bottle and my bag was full of Dixie Dirt. I'll get you another one. And they'll even offer, we'll pay it. Nope. We'll just send them another one. We just send it out free of charge, because we want to try to, you know, we want people, like I said about your chips, you know, we want to make people happy with the product and say, well, you know, my bottle was broke and Jeff did the right thing and he sent me another one.
Means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In this day and age, customer service, having that local, people want that feel. They want to be able to talk to the owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And with Dixie Dirt, they actually can.
They can.
Especially when your phone number's put out in the magazine and everybody gets to see.
Right.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Your phone is ringing the whole interview.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, Jeff, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the show to help promote Dixie Dirt here in Andalusia, Alabama.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And like I say, we'll be here, hopefully. We'll continue on.
All right. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Jeff Grimes and Dixie Dirt, and I hope you'll check it out. We want you to support the Mark White Show and share these shows with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. Of course, you can now hear the Mark White Show every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on 98.1 The Beat through Rocket City Broadcasting in Huntsville, Alabama. And then you can stream it, if you'd like to, at 981thebeat.com. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.